John chapter 7. Hallelujah. What an awesome service. I'm just sitting back there in the sound booth, just kicked my feet up, relaxed, and I'm like, who's next? You know? I'll get up there sooner or later. Amen. Oh, well, let the Holy Ghost do his thing. John 7, 37 through 38 says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, is there anyone thirsty in here today? Yeah. All right. Let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Today on Facebook, I put as my status right now that there's a flood warning for Revival Christian Center in Michigan. Amen. It says the river of the Holy Ghost presence is rising fast, and all who are present are encouraged to jump in with both feet. Amen. So jump in. Take a drink. Oh, it's a river you can swim in, you can drink from. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. I love this one verse. This is powerful. It says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. I love that. Underline that. The communion of the Holy Spirit. The fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Today I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. And, oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. Specifically, I want to talk about what offends him. Because it is possible. It is possible to put a wedge between you and the Holy Spirit as a Christian. I've heard so many Christians say in the past that their spiritual life is so dry that they don't feel close to God anymore. And one of the first things I say to them is there any unconfessed sin in your life? Are you presently doing something that is grieving the Holy Spirit? And of course, it's a lack of even just pressing in. How many of you know that? You can do everything right. You're walking in obedience, but you're just not hungry for him. You're just not pressing in, right? But you got to determine that. That's between you and the Holy Ghost, all right? So as I'm talking about this today, I believe the Holy Spirit is really going to minister to you here, watching online and listening on the radio today. But the Holy Spirit is a person. He has a mind, will, and emotions. Did you know that? He is a person. We think of a person as someone who has to have flesh. We're not talking about that. A person is simply defined as one that possesses a mind, will, and emotions. Talking about the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity today. But being grieved or offended is an emotion. Has anyone ever offended you? How did that affect your relationship with that person? I bet that it pushed you away from that individual. That intimacy was lost when that person offended you. How many of you know what I'm talking about today? And as a Christian, your relationship with the Holy Spirit has the same dynamics involved with it as it does with any human being. Because you're dealing with a mind, will, and emotions. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, you will get out of a relationship as much as you put into it. If you are constantly doing things that offend another person, it is going to push them away. And that is why, listen to this, James 4:6 says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. You want his favor in your life, you got to be humble. You don't feel the presence of God in your life, maybe he's resisting you because there might be pride in your heart. And so most people that are in a relationship with each other, they won't open up that line of communication if there's constant offense. Talking about the Holy Ghost here. Jesus said, those who believe in him as the scripture has said. Say that with me. As the scripture has said. How many of you know you can make your own Jesus? You can make a Holy Ghost that kind of just fits your own ideals. Amen? But I'm talking about the real thing, baby. I'm talking about, come on now. As the scripture has said. And he said, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. And those rivers of living water include joy, intimacy with the Holy Spirit. So if you're feeling dry spiritually today, there is a reason for it. And you need to examine your heart. And you need to make some needed changes in your life. Think about this. How foolish is it? How foolish it is for us to offend, grieve, push away the Holy Spirit in our lives. He is the one that created us. He is the one who holds the wisdom for every situation that we're ever going to encounter. And he is the one who wants us to succeed. He is the one that is trying to help us to prosper in this life. He is the one that uncovers, who reveals the riches of Christ to us as Christians. He's the one that takes us deeper. He wants to reveal the deep things of God to us. We want to keep the Holy Spirit on our side. Amen? So my goal in this message is to give you some points on how the Holy Spirit can be offended, how he can be grieved in your life. But just keep in mind, I can't obviously bring up every little detail of the offense, but the Holy Spirit did indeed lay some things upon my heart. In fact, he knew who was going to be here today, right? He knew who's going to be watching this in years to come on the internet. He knew who's going to be tuning into the radio. So these are valid for right now, whether it's 2009 or 2012, 2016. Amen? Here we go. The Holy Spirit is offended when we ignore the Word of God. After all, the Holy Spirit is the author of the Word of God. He knows that your whole spiritual walk on this earth is dependent upon your feeding upon the written word of God. And the revealing, the uncovering, like I said, of the benefits, they come, listen to me, they will come as you read and as you study the word of God. They're separate, by the way. As you read and as you study the word of God, they're separate. How many of you know you can just read it, but it's a different thing when you're digging for gold in the Word. You pull out a word, you do a word study on this thing, find out the riches, the deepness of what the original is saying. Amen? So there is a difference. 2 Timothy 2:15 says this, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. This tells me, this passage here tells me that if we don't study the word, it may bring shame into your life as a Christian. Did you follow that? If you don't study the word, it will indeed bring shame into your life as a Christian. How? Because maybe you have a belief right now that is totally against what the Bible teaches. And here you're going around trying to prove your point when you have nothing to stand on. You hearing me? There's no scriptures. There's nothing to back this thing up. So in that will bring shame into your life. If you don't have scripture to back up what you believe, listen to me. Let me give you some pastoral things. Just keep your mouth shut. Amen. And hey, if the Holy Spirit gives you a revelation of something, you know, and you don't release that thing until the Holy Spirit lets you know to release that thing. Amen? Yeah. That's wisdom. But so open the Bible, study it for yourself, get a proper foundation in your walk with God. I found this out. When you take the Word of God seriously in your life as a Christian, by dedicating time to read and study the word and pray, your level of intimacy with the Holy Spirit will increase. When you put spiritual things as priority in your life, the Holy Spirit will reward you for it. Amen. How many of you heard of Hebrews 11:6? Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. All right? Diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And when you ignore the word of God and spiritual things such as prayer, such as studying the word, such as meditating on the word of God, you offend and you grieve the Holy Spirit. You're cutting that line of communication off in your life, okay? So now, the Holy Spirit goes right, this goes right into the next point. The Holy Spirit is offended when you lack faith in God's word. You need to understand, when you lack faith in the word of God, the author of that book takes it personally. Amen? He takes it personally. And listen, the Holy Spirit's track record in your life has been perfect. Now, I know some of you watching, some of you here, you may have blamed God for something in your life, but I'm telling you right now, he wasn't the cause of that bad thing. Are you hearing me? You got to understand, the Holy Spirit's track record is perfect. He doesn't leave us. We're the ones who walk away from him. And that's when the junk hits the fan and comes into our life. So the Holy Spirit's track record is perfect. He has never let you down, and he never will let you down. You have no just cause to lack faith in the word of the living God, other than the fact that you don't read or you don't study it on a regular basis. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is a byproduct of the word of God. Amen. Amen? Yeah, amen? So a lack of faith is not God's problem. It's our problem. Yeah. Get into the word. God never fails. Amen. But we fail when we choose to focus on circumstances, things that we see, rather than the promises of the living God. And this has been my prayer. One of my prayers as I've been, you know, in my prayer time is, Lord, open my spiritual eyes. Open my spiritual ears. I want, and I'll go up and I'll knock on somebody. I want to see beyond this natural thing right here. I want to see beyond. God, I want to see what you're doing in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. What are you doing, God? And because this is when hopelessness, this is when despair comes, is when we focus on only what we see. Yeah. It's real easy for a sister or a brother to get frustrated at a family member, you know, when you're just seeing in the natural that they're always just kicking against you. They're always just kicking against you. It's like you're talking to a brick wall and it bounces right back at you. But oh my, if you could see in the realm of the Spirit. That when you speak the word of God, it's like a double-edged sword piercing their heart. You're planting seed, and you're seeing something is happening. Something is happening. And listen, in the effectiveness, come on, the Holy Ghost is saying this right now. Some of you are word cursing your own situation, and it's failing, and it's not doing exactly what it's supposed to do because of your word cursing the situation. Now think about how angry the devil would get. I'm going off on a tangent, not even in my notes. How angry it makes the devil if we could keep our spiritual eyes open and stay in an atmosphere of praise and worship and thanksgiving to God for what he's doing, even when you can't see it in the natural. Because the devil wants you to fall into that faithlessness. He wants you to go down. He doesn't want, I'm telling you right now. Listen. Ask God to open your spiritual eyes and ears. In fact, God, right now, lift your hands to the Lord. You watching, lift your hands. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would open all of our spiritual eyes, open our spiritual ears. God, we want to see beyond the natural. Open our eyes that we may see what you're doing in the realm of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you watching online, you too. Spiritual eyes be open. Oh, hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. Oh, my. Listen. Something's happening right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm just going to pray in the spirit. Let's pray in the spirit right now. Close your eyes and pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, hit this place with the wave of your glory. Hit this place, Lord God. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit to that person watching right now. I command every bit of hopelessness and discouragement, that spirit of heaviness that you have fallen trapped to right now, to come off of your life in the name of Jesus right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. Every bit of discouragement, go. Go. Every demonic spirit that is trying to blind the hearts and minds of the people, you leave these individuals in Jesus' mighty name right now. Right now, we pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus Christ. Strongholds come down right now in Jesus' name. Lord, let your anointing fall on us. Destroy every yoke of bondage right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, that we may see, God, what you're doing in the realm of the Spirit. Lord, acquaint us with the realm of the Spirit in a greater dimension, in a greater way. In the name of Jesus, give unto us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, in the knowledge of your will. Oh, glory to God. I hope you're not in a hurry today, by the way. Be loosed from that depression. Be loosed from that oppression in the name of Jesus. God, take us higher. Take us higher. Lift us up, Lord. Lift us up. Greater glory, greater glory, greater glory. Greater glory, God. Greater glory. Greater glory. Greater glory in the name of Jesus. Greater glory. Greater glory. Greater glory. Koramo shabate. Ulabandi koramo sileadi babaha. Poramo shatiate bokasaroma. Barubotiate kosaromonde. Likorama saroma diashoka. Nikotaromate lobosaro batiate. Kosaromo sha. Haliamo ramatiate. Lord, let there be an open heaven over this place. Let there be an open heaven, God. Let there be an open heaven in Jesus' name. Glory, glory to God. More of you, Lord. More of you. More of you. More of your power. More of your glory in our lives. More of your power. More, more, God. Kia robo shatiate. Kuramotiate, kuramasia sharabote. Kuramosaraba. The Holy Ghost is giving you guys a vision. Some of you are having a vision right now. The Holy Ghost is giving you a vision of something. Whether it's a promise, something he promised you in the past, something that you thought was dormant, something that you thought was dead, he's quickening it on the inside of you. It's coming to life on the inside of you right now. If that's you, I want you to stand up in this place. The Holy Spirit's quickening something, a prophecy you got in the past, something, a promise, something he showed you. Stand now. Stand now if that's you. Korabo sharamatia. Horamotiate boshabrabo shamama. Lord, I come into agreement with the promise of God. That thing that you promised for these individuals, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, that thing that you promised them, I come into agreement with them. I come into agreement with them. I come into agreement with you. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that thing would come to pass speedily. I pray that thing would come to pass speedily. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let breakthrough come, God. Let breakthrough come. Shoko ramo satiate. Holy bata robo selibo shlamatia. Koramatiaka. King of glory, come in. King of glory, come into this place. King of glory, come in. King of glory, come into this place. Oh, Rabosha Baba. Guys, I'm hungry. I am hungry for miracles, signs, and wonders. I want more. I want the more. I want the more. Oh, Rabosha Katia Rabosha Rabosha Ramate. Yako Rabosha Ramaniaka da Romo Selikote. Lusaro Mahati Ashlaboteka. Losaro Masharabatiafa. Arroboshab Robotikata Romotiash Labosanamate. Lusaro Moshakiatiko Ramakia. Lord, I pray that every person in here listening, Lord God, to me, watching me, I pray that a fire would be lit on the inside of them. I pray the fire of God would fall on them, Lord. I pray that you would restore the joy of your salvation in their lives. Oh, shakuraba shani basili kotaba. Lord, light the fire now. Light the fire now in Jesus' name. Light the fire, God. Light the fire. Light the fire, God. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, come back to your first love. Come back, come back, come back. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, let your river flow. Let your river flow and let it take us where you want us to go. Let your river flow and let it take us where you want us to go. In Jesus' name. Harabo Shababa, let it flow. Be loosed. Be loosed in Jesus' name. I loose the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ through your body right now. I command every infirmity to go in Jesus' mighty name. Go in Jesus' name. Korabo Shanamatia. Lusarabo Shanamadia Kadimaha. Nakoramosha Madia Kabasha. Lukaro Mosharabatia Se. Nakoramoka. Lord, I pray right now the gifts of the Spirit would begin to flow. Lord, let the gifts of the Holy Ghost begin to flow and operate unhindered right now, Lord. Let the river of your Spirit flow in Jesus' name. You just start worshiping the Lord where you're at right now. Start praising Him. Start thanking Him. Let it come out of your mouth. Let the rivers of living water bubble up in your spirit and let it come out of your mouth. Oh, you might not feel nothing at first, but something's happening. Something's happening. Be filled in Jesus' name. Come in, King of glory. Come in, King of glory. Come in, King of glory. Fill this place with your manifest presence and holy glory. Lord, fill this place with your Shekinah glory. God, we want more of you. Lord, fill this place with your holy angels and holy ministering spirits. Lord, send them to minister for the heirs of salvation in this place, according to your word. Lord, loose your power. Loose your power in this place. Loose your power and glory in this place like never before. Lord, just open the door and we'll walk right through. Oh, open the door and we'll walk right through to you, Lord. Open the gate, Lord, and we won't hesitate. Open the gate and we won't hesitate. Pour out your Spirit, God. Pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit in Jesus' name. God, we got to have more of you. Send revival to this place. Send revival to this city. Oh, Rabo Shakaba. Koramosha Rabosa Ramosha. Ugaramosha Mamma Kia to Komosha Labatia. Uramosa Tiash Lamotia Karabote. Lissaramahaliadia Maramodia Hatia Shahambote. Koramoti karamosha mamadiate. Losaro moslamo te karomose. Koramotia kote mahlakosh limite. Press in, people. There is more. We are just so right there. We are just so there. I'm telling you, the dam is about to break. The dam is about to break in this region, not just in this ministry, but in this region. There is a mighty and great outpouring. I'm going to put it on record right now. This outpouring is going to shake the world from this city. Oh, Lord God, let us minister in the cloud of your glory. Let us minister in your cloud of glory. Lord, give us a burden for the lost. Give us such a burden for the lost that we will be compelled. That we will be compelled to go to the highways and byways. Lord, give us, Lord, give us such a burden for the lost. God, glory, glory, give us such a burden for the lost. We're going to win the lost at any cost. We're going to win the lost at any cost. I'm telling you right now. Lord, loose those finances in this ministry. God, we will use every bit of it for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to win this city for Jesus Christ. I was talking to the Lord once, a couple weeks ago, about when we started this evangelism ministry. And I said, Lord, I just don't know if there's going to be that many people who are going to jump on the paddy wagon with this. And the Lord spoke these words so loud in my spirit. He said, watch what I do with the few. Watch what I do with the few. Karomo shamate. Karomo saramo sharabadia katam robo sada. Lakota mamama. Now, if you want to be one of the few to be a part of that, even if this whole ministry, everyone in this church was a part of it, it still is the few in this region. Are you hearing me? Koramo shanibaka. Koramo sakababa. Koramo shakatam robatiha. Who said that the Christian life is boring? And I'm telling you right now, the ones who are going to see the awesome power of God loose in a great way is those who go out in this evangelism ministry, who go outside. Yeah, great things are going to happen in here, but I'm telling you right now, we're going to take it outside. Amen. Oh, karamu shanabatia. Kumrobokate shanabote likote. Lord, let us catch your heart. Let us catch your heart on this, Lord. Holy Spirit, forgive us for offending you. Forgive us for grieving you right now. Tell them you're sorry. Lord, we're sorry for not reaching the lost like we should have in our personal lives. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Isn't that interesting? The thing that is the greatest thing on the heart of God, which is souls, lost souls, bringing them to Jesus. That's one of the things we put on the back shelf. Yes. And could this be one of the reasons why the body of Christ is not seeing the power of God like God wants to demonstrate? Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, we got to flow with the heart of God. We got to jump in the river. Oh, marabo sharabo diate. I'm telling you, we, this ministry, we are going to, on these evangelism nights, whenever we go out, we're going to be walking the sidewalks, every person we encounter. I can see it now. There's going to be a person. I see it in the spirit. Someone has a cane. They're limping down the sidewalk. They're crippled. We go up to them. We share Christ with them. We lay hands on them, and they're healed in Jesus' name. I'm telling you. Sa I see people right now. I see that we're sharing. I see two ladies. They're older ladies. They're walking down the sidewalk, and we run into them right now. And we're sharing Christ with them. And the power of God comes over them. A spirit of repentance comes over them so strong, they get on their knees right on the sidewalk in town, and they're repenting. Oh, Raman, they start praising the Lord. Lord, let us catch your heart. Let us catch your heart. Childlike faith. Childlike faith. Where are the ones with childlike faith? Where are they? Where are the ones that put on Christ? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Where are they? Where are the ones that aren't concerned? They're not concerned about themselves, about their own reputation. They go out and they're 100% sold out to the Lord. Where are they? Where are the ones that truly believe that he who loses his life is the one that's going to gain? Where are they? Oh, where are the ones that are willing to look like fools for Christ's sake? It is those, I hear the Holy Ghost saying right now, it is those who do that that are going to be ministering in the cloud of his glory. And it is those that are going to be walking and ministering under an open heaven. Any resistance to that requirement, you cut the flow of the anointing. And that's why the body of Christ has been having a spiritual heart attack, because so many arteries have been clogged with dead religion. Are you hearing me? So many arteries have been clogged with their own agenda. The body of Christ as a whole is in bad shape, people. Lord, let it begin right here. Let the heart surgery, let the bypass surgery begin right here in this place. Those who are willing to never again look back at their past and miss their past. What's that all about? Shala, what's up with that? What's up with that? Karaboshaka. Those that are willing to put their hands to the plow and move forward. Those that are willing to press into the kingdom of God. Karaboshanama. Kiate basharabatia kotabramush. The plow is waiting for you, says the Lord. The plow is waiting for you, says the Lord. I'm just waiting for you to take hold. I'm waiting for you to press in. And as you do, that dirt is going to turn. The hearts will be softened. And it's going to be a supernatural work of my spirit. Oh, Kurabosha. The simplest words. I hear the Spirit of God saying this. The simplest words. The simplest, easiest verse in the Bible. You're going to just speak it. And the hearts will be melted, says the Lord. I hear the Spirit of God saying this. Do not go with the flow of your natural thoughts and natural mind. Don't do it. Because the power lies in your spirit man. And you release it. Your natural mind's going to say, no way. What good is that going to do if I say this? What good is it going to do if I say this to this person? That's not going to do anything. The Spirit of God says, turn that off. Don't listen to it. Go with the flow of my spirit, says the Lord, because that's where my power is. Oh, Rabo Shaba. Kunama, Barabu Shalamatiate, Balabu Shalamatiate, Labosa. I hear the Spirit of God saying this. I am only looking for one thing. Childlike faith. Childlike faith. I hear him saying this. The words that come out of your mouth will either loose my river or it will dam my river. It's your choice. I was having lunch this week with Bonita, right over here, Bonita Bush, who's been up here ministering today. Wonderful woman of God. We were in the restaurant, and after we went out and sat in the lobby of Bennigan's by the hotel there. And we're sitting there, we're just talking about the awesome presence of God and the things of God. And all of a sudden, just like what I feel in here, the presence, the atmosphere gets thick. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Just thick, like a cloud. All of a sudden, I'm seeing this movement. Man, this place is just being invaded with the glory of God. The angels of God are coming. I mean, right in the Holiday Inn lobby, people. God wants to take this outside of the four walls. And you know when it came? When we started talking about the things of God. Spoken words. Spoken words. I want you to do this, starting right now. You are a carrier of the glory and presence of God. Everywhere you go, I want you to believe, because this is true. You're taking the glory wherever you're going. God, and I hear the Holy Ghost saying this, that he's going to require and ask you to do some things. And say some things to people that you're really going to have a natural struggle about in your natural mind. And the Holy Ghost says that's where the miracle lies right there. That's the key right there. And I said this before in past sermons, and I feel like saying again, the Holy Spirit is going to give us and give you the keys to people's hearts. He's gonna give you a word of knowledge. Just something's gonna pop in your head, and this is gonna be the key to that individual's heart. You speak it, speak it, speak it. Listen, God's not interested in political correctness. He's interested about getting people saved. He's interested in advancing His kingdom, advancing His kingdom. He's interested in stopping Satan's kingdom, advancing His kingdom. Oh, koramu shafatika. Lord, do you have something you want to say? Right here. Got to be really sensitive right now. I want to keep this flow going. If you have children, you might want to relieve the nursery workers right now.
And the Lord would say, you are not fools. Because the wisdom of God is just foolishness to men. For when you go out there, you will have the wisdom of God upon your mouth and on your lips and in your heart. And you need to speak it because you are not a fool. The foolishness comes from what the world thinks. Because the wisdom of God is not the wisdom of men. It is much higher, much greater,
yes,
beyond your understanding. And don't go by what you're thinking in the natural. This doesn't make sense, God. Say it. If he tells you to say it, do it. If he tells you to do it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kobrobo shamati kotab romo sedima. Koramo sani koshlamoti kata romo diabate. You got something? Come on, say, let go table shame.
as we were praying in the spirit, the Lord has just quickened a dream that I had a couple months ago, and I didn't have clarity of it at the time. I walked into, it appeared to be like a counseling place where there's many psychiatrists, and I walked in. I didn't know why I was walking in there, and as I was walking, there was just tons of doors. I mean, countless doors. This hallway just seemed endless. Counselors would step out, and they'd shake my hand, and they said, one of us will be with you in a moment. I didn't know, still didn't know why I was there. I walked to the end of the hall, and there was like a bookstore, and there was all these self-help books and just, you know, all humanistic books. And I'm just walking, and I'm thinking, this isn't what the people need. This isn't what's going to set them free. And so I sat down, and I was just waiting, and this one woman comes out of one of the rooms. And she was just crying, and I looked at her, and I said, are you okay? And she said, I guess I'm supposed to be. You know, she assumed, here I am, I'm getting counseling. You know, I should be getting better. And I just looked at her, and I remember I was just, I was scared to speak up. And I'm like, you know what? I have in me what she needs. And I just laid my hands on her, and I prayed for her. And as quick as she was, she had a sound mind. As soon as I laid hands on her, and real quick, I seen her flash. She was a baby, and then she was back to an adult. You know, the dream didn't make sense to me, except, you know, I walked away from the dream just knowing that, yes, we carry the hope that these people need. But as we were praying, I just kept thinking, the door, all these people are trying to walk through all of these doors, but Jesus is the door. He's the door to the abundant life. And we have in us what these people need. And if we will just get out there and lay our hands on them, and like Pastor said, we speak that word that they need to hear, that's where their freedom's going to be. And then as far as seeing that woman as a child, I seen that she was brought back to her innocence from, you know, whatever it is that she went through in her life. But I also see that because I laid hands on her, because I reached out to her, the whole born again experience. It's when we start speaking into these people's lives and they see healings manifested, and they see, you know, they have a sound mind, and they see these things in their life, they're going to come to Christ.
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay, let's start the music up. Let's stand up. I want to lay hands on everyone again. I just feel stirred to lay hands on people again. Everybody, just give me some room here. Line up. People stand behind them when you're done. Just go do your thing. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people say all you preachers want is money. Guess what? You're right, because it takes money to promote the gospel. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you guys. Put money in my hands in this ministry, and we are going to make it profitable for the kingdom. Are you hearing me? I'm serious. Just put it in my hand. We'll bring people to Jesus. We're going to see them healed in Jesus' name. Just lift your hand. Just start praising Him. Crank the music. Jesus. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that as I lay hands on these people, I pray an impartation of the Spirit of God would come upon them. I pray, God, that there would just be a burning desire for the lost to be saved. Lord, whatever it is you want to impart, do it when I lay hands on them, Lord. Do it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And let your fire fall in this place. Let your fire fall in this place. I need a catcher. Someone help me catch. Derek, you want to help me catch? Follow me wherever I'm going to lay hands. Let the joy of the Lord fill you right now. Let the river gush forth out of your spirit, man, right now in Jesus' name. Check out, release the junk. Release every and anything that has held you back from being a fire starter for God. Lord, I just pray for fire, Lord. Fire, fire, fire on them, Lord. Fire in the name of Jesus. Impartation in Jesus' name. 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 In Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, such there that won't be quenched, that won't be quenched in Jesus' name. Oh, fire, 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 fire. Sharabosha. Sharabosha. Fire in Jesus' mighty name, God. Give me. Sharabosha. 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 In Jesus' name, fire on his hand. Fire. Sharabosha. Sharabosha. Sharabosha.
Fall down, fall down, fall down on us. thousand times I fail, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all faith. Remains.
Thank you.
right now I pray for Kevin's mom. His mom had a heart attack, and she had an emergency procedure. Stretch your hands toward that camera. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Kevin's mom. I command that heart to be healed. I command every part of the heart that's been affected by this heart attack, every part of the body be healed in Jesus' name. God, let your glory and presence fall upon her now. Draw her nigh to Jesus. Lord, I pray she would want everything that you have for her, the fullness in Jesus' name. Oh, maramadika tabramo shaka damramatika tama. Lord, this person wants us to pray for people who have emotional bondage. Lord, I pray for all those in this place watching online, listening online. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would mend their brokenness, mend their broken hearts, Lord God, like only you can do. Only you can do. It's not in books. It's only a working of the Spirit of God. Spirit of God, do it now in Jesus' name. Pray for revival, deliverance, and truth over New Zealand. Someone's watching from New Zealand. And that there will be a change in the hearts today. God, send revival to New Zealand. Let New Zealand never be the same. God, let there be a revival, a great awakening, a quickening of the Spirit of God. May they become on fire for you like never before. In Jesus' name, multitudes coming to Jesus. Lord, even the governments, Lord God. Lord, righteousness coming in the governments in New Zealand, in Jesus' name. Oh, pray that the fire of God falls down on Gaylord, Michigan, and upon this individual's family. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your holy fire would fall on Gaylord, particular in the White's household right now. Let your glory fill their place. Lord God, every bondage, every stronghold, every addiction be set free in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, do your thing right now in their lives. And Lord, give them a hunger and a thirst that cannot be quenched. In Jesus' mighty name, reveal the deep things of God to them. Reveal the deep things of God. In the name of Jesus, pray for the children of the world for salvation, deliverance, and healing. Lord, I pray for the children. God, I pray, Father God, that your healing power would come upon them. I pray that the children would come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, at a very young age. That, Lord God, you would give them spiritual visions and dreams, God. Draw them, Lord, even the teenagers, Lord. Send laborers into their path. May they see that the living water is where it's at and not at the sewer water of the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray for an individual named Lori. She had knee surgery, a quick recovery. Lord, let this speedy recovery take place in the knee of Lori, Lord God. Every ligament, every joint, every tendon be healed properly right now. Every bit of pain go. And strength come, mobility come in Jesus' name. And everyone said, oh, wait a minute, we got one more. Hallelujah. Okay, pray for emotional healing. For Mari and her family. So Mari's obviously going through something here in her family. Lord, I don't know what it is. I haven't heard. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray the balm of Gilead would come upon their emotions right now. I pray for emotional healing. Lord, just as you have comforted me in the loss of my mother, God, this peace that passes all understanding. Let that peace that passes all understanding come upon Mari and her family right now. And lead them into all truth. Lead them. For some reason, Lord, I'm just hearing right now, give them discernment. Give them clear discernment to discern between both good and evil in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for watching today. Stay close to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be a doer of the word. And get into prayer. We're praying all week this week. Be in prayer with us wherever you're at around the world, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Be praying with us for revival in this place and wherever you're from. God bless you. See me next week. Hallelujah. Now, oh my, yeah. For who? Kevin, did I pray? I prayed for you. Everyone stand up in this place. Sometimes God saves the best for last, brother. Oh, Rabbi, I'm so sorry. I thought you were in the line and you were just standing by your wife. I'm so sorry. So, Lord, I pray right now for a double portion of your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray your fire would fall now in Jesus' mighty name. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost come forth. Let a boldness come upon him like never before in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, be filled. Be filled, spiritual gifts and calling. Be activated in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Joy of the Lord, come forth in Jesus' name. Never the same again. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, now, hey guys, we're gonna forget about just the announcements, Derek. We'll just do it next week. We're good to go. We're good to go. We're good to go. You got your mini sermon in earlier anyways, right? All right, guys. 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, through Saturday. 6 p.m. right here. Wednesday video's still on. We'll do the grilling too. We're doing the grilling at 6 o'clock. So we're just going to do the combination of things. Amen? Friday night, 7 o'clock, we're still doing evangelism, but we're still having prayer too. So show up. Amen? So the number you got to remember is 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, or through Saturday. Why I keep saying Friday? Monday through Saturday. God bless you. We'll see you then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.